Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month?
Everyone's power, no matter the age. It's also a place for your opinion to be heard, to promote dialogue, tolerance, and respect, and to discover and share your citizen power. With you, Mexico is more. Join National Electoral Institute, IME.
If there is something everyone is sure about, ingenuity. But it's only recently the government started to believe in it as well. Now they're looking to promote 2 million new ideas, 2 million new entrepreneurs that are creating jobs. The idea is to eliminate all the barriers, so with these good ideas, Mexicans can make their country shine even brighter. If you have a brilliant idea, get connected at gov.mx.
I have a brilliant idea, I just don't know what it is yet.
Of the Republic.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, management, or other hosts or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our speaking content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Lisa Lewis is in the house, treasured past estate. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you have any home finance related questions, I am a consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When your call number comes directly to me first, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, we do have our celebration going today, like we do every day, National Daiquiri Day or National Raspberry Cake Day. Your choice. Although some of us may be celebrating Stick Out Your Tongue Day. Just a thought right there. Yeah, we've got all kinds of celebrations going on today to have a little bit of fun. Checking out the news. Well, there's been a lot in the news to talk about. We'll talk about some of the loons in the media today. Always like to talk about the loons in the media. Dow Jones, though, is down 20 points. Oil down 31 cents a barrel. U.S. 10-year Treasury down a little bit. And you still don't get your money back when you put your money into a German 10-year or the Japan 10-year. You don't get all your money back after 10 years. Isn't that exciting? Well, maybe not exciting. We'll see about that one. Housing starts, they are in the news today, came in at an annual rate of 1.189 million in June. The Economist expected 1.17 million, so they beat out their permit. That's what's going to happen in the future. Those came in at 1.153 million. The estimate was 1.150. So we got a little bit of a beat on that one as well. Why would the market be going down then? We see these numbers coming in. We're starting to get some thought process that we may see the Federal Reserve increase interest rates maybe as soon as this month. Really? That's a little bit.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, a little ridiculous. But that is, the Federal Reserve, they have this agenda that they want to raise rates, and they're going to do whatever they can to do it. So we will see what happens there. Again, if they raise rates, that does not have an effect directly on your first mortgage loans, but it will have a major effect on almost everybody who has a home equity line of credit, because those are generally tied to the prime rate. When you tie something to prime rate, that has the effect coming down the road of what did the Federal Reserve do? Where are those rates? So think about that. If you have not made that phone call yet to see about consolidating. See, I understand the idea of buying a home with a home equity line of credit. It is a very smart strategic move, generally done by those folks who, one of two things, either they wanted to stay under a conforming limit in their neighborhood on their first loan, or they wanted to avoid mortgage insurance. In either case, it makes sense, but the idea is you need to watch long term and see when you can get rid of that home equity line of credit. It's like mortgage insurance. Some people say mortgage insurance is horrible. I'm here to tell you that it's not horrible. Renting, if you don't have to, that's horrible. Mortgage insurance, use it strategically, get your home, and then you go out and make the next step of getting rid of the mortgage insurance, getting rid of that home equity line as soon as you can. It's just a way of planning, strategizing, and to get into your home. Why would you wait, or what is the need for waiting? Well, it's because our economy is in such a state right now that home prices are appreciating. As soon as you get to 10 or 20% equity in your property, that's when you can start looking and seeing if it makes sense to get rid of that home equity line of credit or mortgage insurance. There are some folks who have derogatory items on their credit reports. Maybe they had a short sale, a foreclosure, a bankruptcy, and they went through and they used an FHA loan to get into real estate, because you can get into real estate quicker with the FHA loan than you can with a conventional loan. But again, monitor the situation, monitor the guidelines. You need somebody to be watching these things for you, so you can find out how quickly you can get out of FHA loan and in conventional loan without the mortgage insurance. Sometimes that'll save you $200, $300, $400, $500 per month. just by making those little changes. I hear people say, well, yeah, but Ron, my interest rate might go up. Well, who cares? It's your payment that's important. It doesn't matter what your interest rate is. We will keep evangelizing. If you don't understand it, I don't blame you. Took me about 25 years to figure all this stuff out. So if you don't understand it and you haven't been doing this 25 years, give me a call. I'll share the information with you. It's pretty simple, or at least it is for somebody that's been doing it long enough. Just a thought right here. Did you watch any of the Republican National Convention yesterday? Pretty interesting stuff. If you have DirecTV, you can watch the convention without any commentary. You don't have to listen to blowhards on most media stations giving you their opinions, which in most instances are a bunch of malarkey. See what I mean by a bunch of malarkey, because I just love listening to some of the blowhards on some of the different media stations. Melania Trump was the headliner last night on the convention. So the blowhards are now saying that she plagiarized her speech from Michelle Obama. Really? Talk about...
You're absolutely useless.
Unbelievable. And here's what they said out of her speech that I think was probably about 10 or 12 minutes long. I think the numbers came back that there was about 47 words that were duplicated. 47 words that were duplicated. And that's what they're saying is the issue of plagiarism. And the words that they're saying that were duplicated, they're really, really unique words that only somebody of the stature of Michelle Obama could come up with. She's the only one in the world that might have said that her parents suggested she work hard to get where she wants to in life. Only Michelle Obama could have come up with that. Nobody else ever heard that. Keep your promise. Or in Melania Trump's case, she said, you're going to do what you say you're going to do. Only Michelle Obama could have come up with that. No other parents ever told that to their child. Treat people with respect. Again, that would only be something Michelle Obama could have come up with. Oh, here's another one. I'm looking at these words here. Part of that 47. On to the. That matched. I can't make stuff up. Only the loonies in the media can make this stuff up. Because we want our. Those were matching words. They were in both speeches. To know that the only limit to. Those were matching words as well. And here's 10 words that were identical in the speeches of your dreams and your willingness to work for them. You can't make this stuff up. Those are some of the matching words. Those are some of the 47 matching words that were found in both speeches. And that's what the media is coming up with out of the similarities between the two speeches from the two ladies. Don't they have anything better to do with the time? Because to me, I don't know about you. You tell me of those 47 words. Has your parents ever told those to you? Have you ever mentioned those? And were you plagiarizing Michelle Obama when you said them? I'm going to suggest to you, I don't know too many people that might say this. I've never plagiarized Michelle Obama any time because generally, I don't even listen to her. Because she might want to tell me what to eat. And I like to eat way too much. And she'll probably tell me everything that I eat is wrong. And then I can throw my food away just like the kids do in schools that don't want to eat the foods that she's telling them to eat too. Just a thought right there. Unbelievable. Look at the polls. I am looking at a new poll that just came out. Donald Trump has a 10-point lead in this one poll over Hillary Clinton. And she'll probably dispute it, but this particular poll comes up and says that Donald Trump understands real estate better than Hillary Clinton. 30 to 29, people are saying they agree Donald Trump probably understands real estate, but maybe they were looking at Hillary Clinton's emails and found out that maybe she is an expert in real estate. I don't know. It might have been showing that we just reported. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, estate sales. Who needs them? Why do you use them? We'll find out. We're going to chat about it. First-time buyers skipping the starter home and saving for a big house. Like that idea or not, we'll chat about how divorce and death affect Social Security benefits. And a homeowner's net worth, it's 45 times greater than a renter, all that and more. You can reach us anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 100? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey. Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you. How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards of $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will reap part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. When you are ready for that next house, first house, big house, the team has every loan program you might need. FHA loans, no doc loans, stated income loans, one day out of short sale, one day out of foreclosure, jumbo loans, one day from bankruptcy, you name it. They're all there. You just need to pick up the phone and call them, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch. How divorce and death affect Social Security benefits is our topic this morning. Divorce and death affect Social Security benefits. Well, they have a big effect right now, especially because some of the laws changed right as they were going out at the 11th hour from Congress in November. They got rid of a couple of the major laws that are major tools that people used, and they were the file and suspend and file and restrict part of last year's budget deal, got rid of those. So you can't use those anymore, but you still need to be aware of the concept of the 10-year rule, because those that are spouses, after divorce, if you've been married for 10 years, and there's some special regulations in here, so I'd have to put you in touch with some of the real experts in this. But I want you to understand the concept. 10 years is a big marker for Social Security benefits for those that get divorced. You can file against a prior spouse if you've been married, if you were married for 10 years. Think about that one. There's 401k implications here. And obviously, whenever we talk about any of these issues, you want to contemplate the idea of how does it fit in with the reverse mortgage, where you can not take your Social Security benefits until a little later. Now, if you're taking a spousal benefit, 65 is the cap of where you're going to benefit from, so you don't have to wait till 70 on the spouse benefit. But here's the key items that you need to understand and ask questions about. Marriage lasted 10 years or longer. You're not married. Ex-spouse is age 62 or older. The benefit you're entitled to receive as an ex-spouse is greater than the benefit you would receive based on your own work record. And you are entitled to Social Security retirement or disability benefits. All of those things play a part in it. And again, I'm not trying to give you all the solutions here. I just want you to understand that there are big implications on how long you're married and divorce Social Security benefits based on divorces. Just a thought there. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. Again, any kind of loans, home loans that you need, even if you're looking for private money, there are some special programs there, private money that the team has available. All you need to do is check with them, 800-306-1990. So today we're going to chat about, I guess once you go a little beyond the divorce, once you go a little beyond Social Security, one of the areas where you don't qualify for either divorce or Social Security is once you've passed on. And maybe you might need at that point, or your heirs, actually you don't need it, your heirs may have a need for an estate sale. And I'll share with you that I hear a lot of people with benefits from estate sales, but I wanted to talk to Lisa Lewis about this because there's probably a lot of misconceptions about estate sales. So the first obvious question is going to be, who needs an estate sale?
Just about anybody that has items that they need to sell after either moving or downsizing.
Or right-sizing.
Or right-sizing. Correct.
I just coined the term, so I like to use right sizing, just because, you know, sometimes that could be a bigger house, a smaller house. It could be that you're fortunate, maybe won the lottery, right? And you go buy a nice house, you're able to get fully furnished with a departing property. Maybe you want to, would that be a case for an estate sale?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I talked to a couple just recently who were downsizing because it just made sense to them, but they wanted to start from scratch. All of their furniture is too large for the home that they're moving into. So they were moving from a very large home into something that better fit their lifestyle, and the furniture didn't fit. So instead of paying the movers to come in, pack everything up, move it on, they were leaving household furnishings or household items behind, you know, kitchenware, all kinds of stuff. They just figured they wanted to start from scratch. It was that time in life when that was the best decision for them.
Okay, so going to a little bit of a right size there. Now, you said kitchen items.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing an estate sale, what qualifies to be included in the sale?
Anything that's part of that estate. So furniture, small items, kitchenware, household garage items, patio, yard art, you name it, it's part of an estate sale if that's what the family's leaving behind.
How do you figure out what you're going to sell it all for?
I mean,
is that something the family does or is that something the experts do?
No, that's something the experts do. We spend a lot of time researching the value of the value and the current selling price of items. If it's something that we haven't seen in a long time, something very unique, we spend time on the internet looking it up, seeing what it's selling for currently, and pricing it based upon that information.
And then how do we pay these services? What's involved there?
It's just it's a the cost for doing an estate sale is a commission based sales of the gross of the sale.
Okay, so as a percentage or commission based on the sale, then there's not a whole lot of risk of the departing the family, the estate, as far as a lot of initial cash outlay.
No, there really isn't any initial cash outlay. So the family needs to come in, decide what they want to take from the property, and remove those items. We encourage families not to go through and throw away a lot of things, because families will think that some might, you know, it's just trash, or I'm going to get rid of all the little stuff and leave the furniture behind. Well, it takes all of those items to make a good estate sale, a household of items.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I would have thought the same thing, as, you know, get rid of all the tchotchkes. And of course, then again, I may not even know what some of the tchotchkes are worth.
Well, it doesn't even really matter how much they're worth. You want to have something for everyone. You want to have something that appeals to every person that walks in the door. Because if they see things that they like, they're going to spend more time looking and seeing what else there is for sale. If they walk in and all they see is furniture and they like the stuff, they like the little figurines or little whatnots, they're going to turn around and walk out without ever looking around and seeing there may be something else there that really is what they want.
So are you saying that you'd leave like kitchen towels and spatulas and all that kind of stuff?
Everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so does somebody really come in and buy it all?
There will always be things left at the end of an estate sale. Our goal is to sell the greatest majority of items that we can for the highest price that we can during the days that we have a sale. And once everything is left over, then it's up to the family what they want to do with it.
Wow. Okay. So it's kind of interesting, just because, I mean, someone's got to be there to watch all this stuff, figure out, I mean, you go through and just price everything?
Mm-hmm.
Little
yes.
sticker.
Yes.
Wow.
There's a price tag on the majority of items. Obviously not every hand towel and washcloth going to have a price tag on it, but anything that, you know, that truly that we can get a price on that we've researched, or that we, you know, isn't a bulk item like towels and linens and things like that, almost everything else gets priced.
So does it work a lot like in a garage where you got all the negotiating and haggling and all that kind of stuff?
There's always negotiating and haggling.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, that's just like the thing. I mean, I look at when I've had garage sales at my house, and it's I call it a pain in the neck, right? I mean, because you get all these people coming by, and you put something out for 50 cents, and they want to pay 25 mm-hmm. cents, and you put figure a dollar, and it might be a shirt that you paid $100 for. Is that the same concept?
Well, an estate sale is going to bring a higher dollar value for each individual item than a garage sale is. Because garage sellers, they're looking for, you know, the cheapest thing that they can find. In an estate sale, the prices are set higher than they would be at a garage sale. And there will still be the garage sellers by Saturday morning. Saturday morning crowd is the garage sale crowd. And that's what they're looking for, is those, you know, really low prices. That's why we try not to start ourselves on Saturday morning.
So we start the sale.
We prefer to do them Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Those are the three best days. Saturday is kind of a clearance day because, that, like I said, the garage sellers are out and they're looking for real bargains. But by that time, we're trying to get rid of what's left. Thursday and Friday are our real sale days.
So that's kind of the way that, as a layperson, I could probably figure out, are we dealing with a garage sale or are we dealing with an estate sale, is based on the days that it's available.
For the most part, yes. And it should be advertised as an estate sale.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. Advertise. Well, that's expensive. We're going to talk. Good, right? Unless you're doing it on Ron Siegel Radio. Then it's, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate commands and the financial markets. More with Lisa Lewis, Treasured Past Estate Sales. A tongue twister for me, but we'll talk more with Lisa when we come back. First-time buyers skipping the starter home. I'm going to talk, where are they going? What are they doing? Net worth of homeowners. We'll chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 27564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 27564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502, Equal Housing Lender.
With more than 25 years of experience, ATI is a national leader in restoration, environmental remediation, and reconstruction. We're proud to be the nation's largest family-owned restoration contractor. ATI has over 700 full-time employees and 15 offices across the county. Our services include 24-hour emergency response, water damage, fire and smoke damage, lead, asbestos removal, mold remediation, and much more. When the need arises, call 1-800-400-9353. That's 1-800-400-9353.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. 306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSCMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSRCMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day at Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-A-R, to 79564. One of the area trusted professionals will reach out to you and get you the true equity position of your home. Get that online. Got a chat with somebody. They'll give you the formula to figure out the equity position of your home. First-time buyers, the starter homes, going more for the next level. And I just saw a couple articles this morning come across my desk. There are a couple of next level homes, bigger homes, that you may want to consider instead of the first time buyer. And I'm going to talk to you in a second about why the first time buyers are skipping those. But I did see just recently that there was a price drop on a famous house. Now, it might be a little big for you. It may not qualify as a starter home. It is 56,000 square feet, just a little bit north of Chicago. Yeah, Michael Jordan is selling his old house. He had it on the market for, I think it was $29 million is what he listed it for. Just a starter home, $29 million. Now, apparently they did not get any takers at $29 million. They ended up reducing it now to 14 million, 29 million to 14,855,000. So far, it still has not sold. There's videos available, so if you're interested, let me know. I can put you in touch with where you can see these videos. Just a thought process right there. A lot of houses are selling. They're selling for way off their asking prices. See a lot of them on the market where they're big, big price reductions. Tom Cruise had a house that he put on market, $9 million, had to take a price drop. Rob Williams, his house might have been an estate sale there. I'm not sure. We'll chat about that one. $18 million is what he had his house listed for. Sold it for a bit of a discount. Misha Barton, I don't even know who that one is. $8.7 million. Reduced it down to $7 million. A lot of celebrity houses selling for way below their asking prices. And maybe you know, so I've said this many, many times. A lot of the celebrities, they do a real good job at their craft. You don't want to take your business advice from them. You don't want to take your family's advice and guidance from them. There is a legitimate story. Well, those are legitimate stories also. First-time buyers, they are skipping the starter home and saving for the big house in the suburbs. It's one of the new releases from a Bank of America poll of more than 1,000 adults, 18 and older, who would like to buy a home in the future. Now, I'm going to share with you, I've talked about to you about this in the past. Skipping the starter home and going right to the bigger home down that would have been maybe a second home or third home down the road. Saving the money. Think about this. When you're saving money, it's all coming off of your own back. So just say hypothetically, and I use simple numbers because I'm a simple guy. If you earn $50,000 a year and you save 10% of it, number one, 10% is a lot of money after taxes. But save 10% of that, you're saving $5,000 a year. If you go and buy a starter home, say a $300,000 home, buy that starter home, it's probably going to cost you right around $2,000, $2,300, $2,400 a month for a $300,000 home. If that appreciates by 5 or 6%, say, this year, 6% is $18,000 appreciation. And that's not out of line with what the forecasts are. So think about that. Buy a house. You're going to pay rent anywhere. You got to pay for housing somewhere. So you buy a starter home that might compete with an apartment. That would be called a condo, a townhouse, something smaller. Let that appreciate. Then you take that money and put it into the next home. Because you see, if you're saving 10% of that $50,000 income, it's going to take you 3.5 years to save the same money you're going to get in appreciation on that starter home in year one. Again, if everything works out properly. I don't have a crystal ball. We don't make guarantees that it's going to work that way. But just think of the thought process there. Don't get caught up. And I see these articles all the time, so it's not like this is an outlier. People just with the thought process of, I got to wait and save up for my forever home. Well, that doesn't make sense because you're going to pay for somebody else's investment property when you go and rent a home right now. Just a thought for you. That's the real-time real estate segment. If you want to talk about a game plan, I might even do this just for fun. We might look for 10 families that we can chat with and put them on a game plan to own their own home right away. Maybe we have to put the game plan is going to be credit repair and then buying a home, or a starter home competes with the apartment. Well, if you want to be part of that case study, we'll see what happens. Just 10 is all I want to do, because otherwise it'll take me way more time than I have. So give me a call if you want to be part of that. We'll see if we can set that up for you along with our team. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, taxpayer EAR 79564, and one of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you. So we've been chatting this morning with Lisa Lewis, the name of her company, Treasure Past Estate Sales, and I bet you can guess what we're talking about. Yeah, probably estate sales. Not too much of a surprise there, is it?
Surprise!
I'm a simple guy. I've told you that. So
when we talk about estate sale, Lisa, before the break, we were chatting advertising. Is that a, I mean, are you doing, what kind of advertising do you do in an estate sale?
Well, first of all, we have an email list of over 3,000 people who shop our sales. So we send out the information on all of our sales to each person on that email list. In addition to that, we advertise on estatesales.net, which is the nation's largest website for estate sales. And then social media is a great place. And then we put up signs to direct traffic, you know, into our sales.
Interesting. Okay. You know, something, all the stuff that I do on the internet, I've never even heard of estatesales.net. So it goes with a lot of things that I've never heard of.
You're going to have to check it out
yeah.
now, aren't you?
I'm a bargain guy. I like bargains. I look in certain areas. And tell me if it's just my hallucinations, which I tend to do, especially National Daiquiri Day. But the thought is that, you know, if I have a starter home, young person, college students, you go into a nice neighborhood to an estate sale or even a garage sale in a nice neighborhood, you might find some pretty nice stuff.
Absolutely. Many of the household furnishings and furniture that we sell are in great condition, and they appeal to, you know, today's younger generation. All of the mid-century modern art and furnishings, that's what our younger generation is out there looking for to furnish their homes.
Interesting. I just kind of threw this on here, this estatesales.net. I had no clue. 92807 zip code, and it says that there's 57 sales in and around.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
There's a lot. And all of these are going to be places where you're going to, when you put, I could see you put pictures and everything.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I wonder if these things tie into other locations or does it let you go out there? I mean, it just baffles me the options and availability of something like this.
We have one, you could look up the one that we're doing this coming or this weekend in Monrovia. And
beautiful downtown Monrovia.
Beautiful, great area. But it's really interesting because we'll put the pictures up. That way people can look and see if the types of things that we have are what they're interested in. If not, they'll go on to somebody else's sale that week and maybe come back to ours the following.
That's interesting because this one here, I just called up in Long Beach and a car.
Mm-hmm.
So you sell cars in these too?
It's part of the estate.
Wow.
Cars, jewelry, coins, stamps, art collections, figurines. I mean, you name it, we sell it.
It seems pretty baffling. I mean, so you've got to really understand pricing on everything.
Yes.
Heck, the lady even left her bathrobe.
Well, it's pretty much what everyone walks away from. You know, I mean, however they leave that home, you know, depends upon what the family does with it in between that person leaving, however they leave it, and us coming in. But we, you know, there's kinds of stuff. There's food in the refrigerator. There's, somebody.
Food in the refrigerator. Okay, so you're going to.
They walked away and left. Well, I mean, that's how they walked away and left it, the bathroom hanging in the back of the door.
Interesting. It baffles. Like I said, the old story of what's one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Absolutely.
How frequently do people do these things? I mean, do you come up with sales every week? How would somebody even get on a mail list?
You can email me, and I'll put you on the email list, and that's lisa@treasuredustestatesales.com. But we do 2 or 3 sales a month.
Wow. And there's other companies that do this, or is it just individuals generally that are doing it?
No, there's a lot of estate sale companies that do this. And if you're hiring an estate sale company, you want to make sure that it's somebody that you have a good feeling with, that you trust, because you are entrusting them with the financial estate. You know, there's a lot of money at stake here.
Well, we're going to talk when we come back about what are the questions that I need to ask. That's a good thing for us to chat about. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what do I need to ask the estate sale company? What should I know? What do I need to know? What's our agreement with each other? You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990.
or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10% return on your investments? Your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial plan strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS D217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $1,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
Experience Old Town Stagecoach Days held every Saturday in July and August. Free activities and games for all ages. Celebrate the era of real horsepower. Details at FiestaDeReyes.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals, your household board of directors, Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564. Complete an online survey and your household board of directors will be introduced to you. Real estate professionals, mortgage, reverse mortgage, credit repair, CPA, financial planner, tax, estate planning attorneys, divorce attorneys, bankruptcy attorneys, all of them. You might need one or all in your board of directors. We just simply make the introductions for you. A homeowner's net worth, 45 times greater than the net worth of a renter. Every 3 years, the Federal Reserve conducts a survey of consumer finances in which they collect data across all economic and social groups. The latest survey, data from 2010 to 2013, reports that a homeowner's net worth is 36 times greater than that of a renter, $194,500 versus
5,400. A Forbes article, according to the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, Lawrence Yoon, predicts that in 2016, the net worth gap will widen even further, 5 times greater, 2016. The net worth of a homeowner, $225,000, versus the homeowner of a renter, $5,000, 45 times greater. Kind of ties into what I shared with you in the last segment about first-time buyers skipping the starter home and why I think it's not the best guidance for you. Just a thought there. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. Continuing our conversation, Lisa Lewis is with us, treasured past estate sales, chatting about estate sales. What else are we talking to her about? So before the break, we got into an idea, a concept of what do we need to know about, what should we be asking when we're talking to companies or individuals who might handle an estate sale for us. So what are the questions? I wouldn't even know what questions to ask, Lisa.
Well, first of all, you want to make sure that they are a legitimate business, that they are collecting sales tax, because all of the items that are sold are, should be taxed. Also, you want to make sure that they carry insurance, that they are that they have insurance to cover any thing that may happen on the property, and the loss of anything that may be stolen or destroyed in the process of a sale. Accidents and mistakes happen. And then also you make sure that, like I said, that you have a good feeling about them, that they are trustworthy, that they are honest, that you feel comfortable turning over these items to them for sale, because that's very, very important. Most people are honest, but you want to make sure that you feel good about the person that you're hiring.
It's pretty interesting that if you collect sales tax, I didn't even know you had to collect sales tax on used items.
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And is there a registry of companies that you can go to? Or is that, I guess it's probably just like the Better Business Bureau. Did they even talk? Is this a category that they even have?
Don't even know.
Interesting.
I don't have an answer.
Yeah. I mean, it's like very – now, on an estate sale – I mean, anymore, you go anywhere and you can get credit cards and things like that. Is it estate sales? Is it all cash? Is it credit card? Is it checks? Is there recourse?
Some estate sale companies take credit cards. We don't, and we're a cash only business. There again, you want to make sure that the person that you hire is accounting for every sale. So for us, we have a sales receipt for every single item that we sell. And then that information is put into an Excel spreadsheet and given back to the homeowner so they can see all of the sales, all of the items that sold at their sale, and how much they sold for. So there's full transparency for us with everything that we have sold for that family.
Wow. It's a lot different than the garage sale. That seems like it takes a lot of time to do that.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
That's a whole different animal. I see when I don't know, you tell me, when you've had a garage sale at your house, it seems like, you get these waves of people. You can't keep track of everything while it's going on, no less trying to make a sales ticket for everything.
Well, and we do. We write a sales flip. But that's also where pricing comes in to help. If there's a price on that item, it makes it much easier for us to be able to go through and write down what has sold rather than to constantly be telling somebody how much something is selling for.
Okay, so it's you have the price, little price tags on there, and that way somebody's, until they get ready to start doing the haggling,
right?
Then they have an idea. So that means, how in advance do you have to, quote unquote, take possession of the content or property to get ready for a sale?
It can take us up to 2 weeks for an average sale. We bring in our own equipment, racks, tables to display items, locked cases to lock up things that are of value, jewelry, finer items, smaller items, things like that, that we just don't want everybody walking in and picking up and look at, dropping and breaking. And then we go through, we pull items out of the cupboards, we take them out of the kitchen cupboards, out of the closets, we put like items together, we price them, we try to set them up to look as boutique-ish, as shop worthy as possible, so that when people come in, they can see the items that they might be interested in rather than having to search for them.
Now, do you ever have a situation where you're bringing in items from another property into that property?
Absolutely.
So if I just had a couch that I wanted to sell, I could talk to you or something like that, and you might take it to another property where the family took the couch out.
Yes. Yes. We won't bring in items that compete with that homeowner's items, but we will bring in items that will add to the sale. If it's an all-woman sale, you know, a female lived there and there's nothing male, then we may bring in some more male items, but tools, things that would appeal to them that walk in. Jewelry, if there's no jewelry in the sale, we may bring in jewelry from another sale, china or silver, things like that, that people are actually there looking for. So we try to have as well-rounded a sale as possible, something for everyone.
So you may end up, so that kind of goes back to the things we were talking about, I think, in the first segment, is what happens to what's left over. So you may carry that over to a sale as opposed to finding just a way of discarding it.
Absolutely. If we think it is something that is worth trying to sell again, then we offer that to the family, that we'll take it on consignment and place it in another sale in, you know, the upcoming couple of months, depending upon where you think it would fit best. And then what's left, the family decide to donate it. They may decide to take it and keep it for themselves, have a garage sale with what's left, because there is always things that are left. But also they may call in a liquidator, especially if we're talking about a close of escrow, where that property needs to be empty to close escrow, then a liquidator would come in and take everything that is left and leave the property empty, and which is ultimately what you want to do.
So your company doesn't do that then?
We don't do the cleanup part of it, no.
So what happens at the end of the sale to donate everything? Will you guys coordinate that, or is that something we do separately, or how does that work?
We'll give you the name of some places that we think would be a good fit for your items for donation that are responsive to coming in and taking items, but you'll still have some cleanup left after that.
Okay.
The hazardous with the cans of paint and oil and fertilizer and, you know, that kind of stuff that's left behind that a family may not have taken. So there is still cleanup after sale.
Sounds like another business opportunity. If somebody's out there and you got an idea of that, just be a cleanup company. Go to estatesales.com or net. And talk to all the estate sales companies and be the cleanup company. There's a million ways to make money in our country, right? I mean,
yes,
it's just a matter of going and looking. What do I need to know? Did I miss anything that we should all know about?
Like I said, you know, make sure that the family has had an opportunity to go through and take what they'd like to have.
Should the family be there?
For the sale?
Right.
No.
I was just curious. I mean,
for several reasons. First of all, it's very hard to see people pick through items that you have an emotional attachment to, or try to buy them for pennies on the dollar, or, you know, make derogatory remarks. Why would somebody buy this? Or look at how ugly that is. It happens. So from a purely emotionalist standpoint, it's better that the family isn't there. But also, if they're there and the buyer realizes the family member that's there, they'll go to the family member to try and get them to, you know, lower the price on items rather than go through us. And ultimately, that the family has hired us to do.
And it's going to be a lot less emotional for you as the company dealing with that than it's going to be for the family member, especially if it's an estate sale where they're deceased or something like that. So that's,
yes.
But leave it to the professionals. That's the whole idea. And set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time. Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
The Honda's clearance event is on now at your San Diego Honda dealer.